Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. We got the quarterback Deadpool coming up in about 40 minutes. Pete Futek at 4 o'clock today talking the latest in college football. But Browns, Packers, Cleveland, Sunday, two of the originally great NFL franchises. One's still pretty good, and you know who that is. But to talk about the game, to talk about Jordan Love and whether he's healthy, to talk about the Browns' chances, we head out to the fan hotline and welcome in of the Packers Radio Network, the Tundra Green Bay podcast, former Green Bay Packer. John Kuhn joins us now. John, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, guys. Hey, big matchup this weekend, and it's always fun to talk some shop.
I think it's probably more fun for you to talk shop right now than it is for us. Is it safe to say the vibes in Green Bay are immaculate?
The vibes in Green Bay are very good. They are very good, and it's one of those things where rolling into the season, we felt pretty good, and then that little extra pep start right before the first regular season game in the name of Micah freaking Parsons comes to town. And, yeah, we're very, very excited about what can happen here in Green Bay for this football season. And after winning our first two games at home against two teams that we consider to be right there in the hunt in the NFC, now we get to start our road campaign and see how this team travels.
Yeah, I'm trying to find ways that the Browns have some sort of advantage in this game. And I'll first highlight Myles Garrett because, I Myles moves all across the offensive line. I see a lot of Myles Garrett up against Anthony Belton in our future. Do you see it that way as well?
I mean, absolutely. They've done such a great job there in Cleveland of maximizing not just what Myles Garrett does individually, but what he can bring to the entire defense. And just because of his presence, and we're seeing this in Green Bay with Micah Parsons, it allows one-on-one availabilities for other guys up and down the line and for those linebackers like Devin Bush to start running. And that's when this Cleveland defense is really dangerous. And right now, they're leading the NFL in yards allowed. And I watched their film of their first game. They were right there in both those ball games. Cincinnati with Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. That score got carried away in that Ravens football game because of some turnovers on the offensive side. The defense came out there, and they did their work against that Ravens offense.
John, I was a big fan of the Micah Parsons move. You'd have to be dumb not to be. But I was a huge Reggie White fan back in the day. And so when they traded for him, my initial thought was, this is Reggie White 2.0. That was the move that jump-started the Packers dynasty with Brett Favre. I kind of feel like this could be the same thing. Is that what maybe Green Bay fans are thinking about the Micah Parsons trade?
Yes, it's it's very well documented in Green Bay. Brian Gutekunst, the general manager, he learned from Ted Thompson, who learned from Mike Holmgren. This is how you build a championship team. You get your quarterback, and then you get your quarterback of your defense. And for Brett Favre, it was exactly that. Reggie White to come in and be that emotional, physical presence on the defensive side of the football and really be the quarterback of the defense while Brett quarterbacked the offense. Yeah, in Ted Thompson's years, it was Aaron Rodgers and getting Charles Woodson to come and be that heartbeat, that motivational kind of guy. And then after Charles left, he tried to do it again with Julius Peppers, and we went to an NFC Championship game, and we all know how that happened out in Seattle, so got really close once again. And then Brian Gutekunst watched that happen, and he tried to make the same move on the second half of Aaron Rodgers' career, right before he won a couple of his last final MVPs, when he went all in on Khalil Mack. They lost out on that one. Chicago overbid the Packers and got Khalil Mack. And I think Brian Gutekunst always looked back on those 20, 21, and 22 years where they were hosting NFC Championship games and they were the number one seed in the playoffs and just thought, man, had we had gotten Khalil Mack in his prime for these years, would he have gotten us over the hump? Well, now they're in a spot where they have reset this roster, got this offense in a place where it's starting to cook once again, and now he goes out and makes his one big free agent move because he feels this roster is ready enough to make a push for the Super Bowl. That's why he traded the first-round picks. That's why he traded Kenny Clark, and that's what a lot of Packer fans are thinking around here as well.
What have you seen in the progression of Jordan Love?
So Jordan Love's progression is really interesting. His first couple years were stunted because he came in as a rookie during the COVID year and really got no preseason. So he was really a backup. We had really very little to know about Jordan Love. By about the time he became a first-year starter, it was, okay, now we got to throw you in because we got to find out if you can play. And at the start of that season, you saw glimpses of his athleticism, what he could do with his arm, but it was how he developed his first year towards the end of that season where you said, he's going to be a special quarterback. Started using the entire field, started checking down when defenses were in that two-shell, and he started ripping some balls down the seam, and you said, well, this guy's, he's got a hell of an arm as well. Last year, a little bit of a setback at the beginning of the season with the knee injury, and because of that, I felt like we were always just trying to get Jordan to 100% healthy again. Even when we got to the end of the year and he was playing better, it still felt like he's not quite clicking because he wasn't 100% healthy yet. Well, this year has been a different story, and we know he had his thumb injury during training camp, but he has looked fantastic in these first two football games. A pass or two here or there, if I'm being nitpicky, but he's got a rapport with these young wide receivers, and as long as these weapons that he has on the outside continue to catch the football, drops were a big problem in this offense last year. This year, not the case. As long as they keep catching, he's going to keep putting it where it needs to be.
John Kuhn, Packers Radio Network, Packer legend on the fan hotline here with Nick and Jonathan, breaking down the Green Bay side of things ahead of Sunday's matchup here in Cleveland. So just to further the conversation with Jordan, I think he was much maligned this offseason, and I think maybe denigrated to a place in the pantheon of NFL quarterbacks. I thought it was too much because I still think he was a really nice quarterback last year, even if he wasn't as good as the year before. So big picture, where does he belong in the pantheon of NFL quarterbacks?
Well, I think he's right up there. I mean, you wouldn't call him a Josh Allen yet. You wouldn't call him a Lamar Jackson yet. But if he goes on any sort of tear that we've seen him do multiple times late in the season, if he can put a full season together like that, I think he would be considered in that type of pantheon. Right now, I think he's that next tier of quarterbacks that you know you can win a Super Bowl with. You don't need him to carry the football team, but he has the ability to if called upon. So he's not the guy who does absolutely everything like a Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, but if you need him to get you that drive in the fourth quarter, he can do that and win you a football game.
All right, so you mentioned Jordan Love. We've talked a little bit about Joe Flacco as well, but only one team has been better than the Packers at stopping the run through the first two games, and that is the Cleveland Browns. What do you think the actual game plan for this?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
This game is...
Well, whatever the under is, I would take it because both of these defenses are flying around the football right now. And honestly, if there aren't any turnovers in this football game, it will definitely be the under, because it's very hard to get yards on the Cleveland Browns, and it's very hard to get points against the Green Bay Packers right now. And I see this being, honestly, with the Packers going on the road for the first time, your offense gets a little truncated. You don't have all the bells and whistles. You don't have all the zips and the motions and the shifts because of the time clock and being on the road. So I would expect this thing to kind of be played in a phone booth with the run game and to try and play field position early on. Now, if either team gets the lead, that's what they like to do, so they can pin their ears back on the defensive side and hunt after the quarterback. And if either team, most likely the Packers, gets in that position, that's where the score can get out of hand.
All right, John. The Browns, you mentioned, pretty darn strong against the run, pretty darn strong against the pass. Is the better plan for the Browns to focus on stopping the run, though, or is the better play here to keep this competitive and maybe steal a win about stopping Jordan Love in the passing offense?
Well, the Packers got an injury on the outside with Jaden Reed, and he definitely takes out an element from the inside slot position for the Packers. So they're going to have youth there. They're going to have an opportunity that it's an unknown. You go into these games, 30% unscouted is what we say. 30% of the plays you're going to see are something that you didn't see on film. Well, whoever's running the slot for the Green Bay Packers is pretty much going to be new at that position. He's going to be tasked with what Jaden Reed would have been tasked in this football game, and you just don't know how that's going to respond. So to me, if I'm the Cleveland Browns, I try and attack that angle, and I would try and really pressure on the slot while trying to stay firm in the run game. And I'm going to make Jordan Love complete some deep balls against me on the road. It's a tough game plan because you can hit some big plays against you, but until that happens on the road, that's the way I'm going to play, because that's the way that they can apply the most pressure on the quarterback.
A little early in the season for Rasheed Walker to be saying he thinks the team can go undefeated?
You know, in today's day and age, all the information gets out there, right? But when I was playing, I remember we had a season we started 13-0, and it was when we were about 4-0, we had guys talking on the team then to the media about going undefeated. It was different at that time because social media wasn't as big and it didn't blow up like this. So I don't have a problem with it. I love guys being confident. I love speaking their mind. And you know what? Sometimes you say it knowing it's very unlikely that it's going to happen, but you just put it out there, because if it's put out there, now you have to go out there and prove it. And it's a little bit of a motivating factor, not just for your opponent, as some people think, but for yourself as well.
John, there were some people who doubted your old ball coach, Mike McCarthy, saying he was a product of Aaron Rodgers. I remember the Mike Sherman era. I remember vividly the Mike Holmgren era. And yet this Matt LaFleur dude, his early returns with two different quarterbacks, .676 winning percentage in the regular season, multiple AFC title games. I'm just curious, like, where are Packers fans? He doesn't have the Super Bowl yet. Where are Packers fans with Matt LaFleur in terms of the ridiculous coaching lineage that comes before him?
Well, I think it's one of those where they love what he brings on the offensive side of the football. It's clear and evident. When Mike McCarthy was finished here in Green Bay, they needed to reboot the system offensively, and he brought all of that juice, and the proof is in the pudding. Aaron Rodgers won two MVPs under Matt LaFleur, and Jordan Love and this offense has been pretty exceptional as well. So he definitely brings that offensive-minded, explosive play caliber of a playbook to the team. The only thing left for Matt LaFleur to do is make a deep playoff run to and through the Super Bowl, and he'll be right up there with the Mike McCarthys, the Holmgrens. It'll take some time. I won't say Lombardi yet, but he'll be right up there with the recent Packer coaches that are going down in this town with streets named after them.
You know, John, when we have guests on and they constantly try to diagnose and figure out what's wrong with the Browns, a lot of the times the conversations veer back to the ownership. And it's like, well, Jimmy's too involved and he's too this and he's too that. And that might be a different story for a different time, whether you believe that or don't believe it. But one advantage I think the Packers have is that they don't have to deal with an owner that is constantly jerking the franchise one direction or another. Have you found that that is one of the secret sauces that the Packers have for being as good as they've been for 30-plus years?
So I'll put it to you like this. I spent a large portion of my career with Green Bay, but I also played in Pittsburgh and New Orleans under some great ownership in the Rooney family and the Bensons. And I personally felt there's advantages and disadvantages to both. The advantage to having an owner versus what the Packers have is there is an immense pressure all the way down the line to be successful, and everybody feels it. And listen, pressure can either make diamonds or it can break glass. So some people are meant for that pressure and some people aren't. The advantage to not having an owner with what Green Bay has is they can take every red cent and dollar and invest it back into the team, back into the facilities, back into their players, back into the training room. And it's noticed. It's very noticeable the type of attention that the players get here. And it's all about them. And that's something, too, that can either, A, be used as a great advantage because players take advantage of it and they don't abuse it, or could just turn into one of those luxuries from time to time that does get abused. So I think it always still comes down to the players and how they handle their situations that they're being put in.
John, great stuff, man. I think it's going to be a special year for you guys, and you were always a fun player to watch. So best of luck to you professionally, personally, and beyond this game, good luck in the season. Just maybe do one for Cleveland here. Yeah, can we get a gimme?
But, well, what's the point spread? Maybe we'll just keep it close so that you guys can feel good.
So we can cover the – I think it's 8.5 now.
I think that's worse. Thanks, I think that's kind of worse, John. But we appreciate you, buddy.
Absolutely. Anytime.
John Kuhn, Packers Radio Network, former Packer, and the Tundra Green Bay podcast on the fan hotline there. Gave us plenty to get to. We'll react to what he had to say about this game and the Browns' chances in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.